Well, that ethane cracker we just heard about is going to need fuel, a lot of natural gas, to be transformed into the building blocks of plastic. That's one part of the story of the gas industry in our region. The Marcellus Shale documentary project is telling another. In 2012, a group of photographers put on a show to explore the environmental and social effects of gas drilling in Pennsylvania. The images documented lives and landscapes transformed by the industry. Now they've come together again for what they're calling an expanded view. Laura Demensik, co-curator, gave me a tour of the exhibition at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. I asked her what's changed since the first show.
The story itself, unfortunately, in many ways, hasn't changed. There are still a lot of people that are affected health-wise. It's continued along this path, and there's these long-term ramifications that I think we're starting to see some of the information kind of come to the surface, and I hope that with shows like these, that there's more conversations about this. And one of the other things is that we've also included a couple of other artists, including Joe Siemens, who worked with Frack Tracker Alliance, and we were able to incorporate some of the data that they've been collecting and utilizing that in the exhibit.
Explain a little bit about what Frack Tracker Alliance is and how that adds to the story.
So Frack Tracker Alliance is this organization that really studies the data and the information of these different industries. What they've done is bring a wider view, an expanded view, of this issue, having Joe collaborate to have a projection in the gallery that really illustrates the number of wells and permits in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, and how that's increased over the past several years.
There's a map of Pennsylvania projected on the wall there, and with dates and number of wells drilled as we're speaking, the number is going up and up and up.
Right. In Pennsylvania, it starts in 2003, and there ends up being a little over 9,000 wells that have been drilled just in that time period. So it goes all the way up until March of this year.
So let's take a look at some of the photographs.
Sure. We could start with Noah, since we're in here. Noah Addis had done a series of large portraits as well as some landscape images. What I find interesting with the portraits in particular is not only are these all larger scale images, 44 by 54 inches, but they really are focusing on these stories of these people that have been impacted, like this woman where she has had different skin rashes and other ailments since there's been drilling in her region. And this has happened across the board. And the last person in this series, who's an unnamed truck driver for one of the industries, there was an accident and he had some of the brine, the wastewater, actually get on him, and he had burns. His skin was literally peeling off. So there's this sense of not only frustration, but almost a sense of despair to a certain extent, because they have been trying to tell these stories. I think they've had these conversations with people, and yet there's not any response, or very little response.
They're not happy portraits.
No. They're beautifully shot. The detail's incredible at this size, but they're pretty haunting.
Moving into this room, do you have a favorite piece or something that really speaks to you personally?
Okay, so why don't we talk about Nina Berman's work? Not only does she have some photographs in this exhibit, but she also had created a couple of videos about two individuals, and one of them being Vera Scroggins, who, even though this is a still from the video, I think this is a really striking image where she is literally drawing a chalk line across a road because she is ordered to stay within a certain range because she's considered somewhat of a troublemaker.
Yeah, she's a pretty famous activist.
Yeah. So I just think that, you know, here you see this you see this woman that is not...
She's unassuming. She looks like anybody you would see at your post office or whatever.
Exactly. A very unassuming woman okay, she has a camera, she's in her sandals, and she's just drawing out this chalk line across. And it's like, what is it that is so scary about this person, other than she has a voice and she has an opinion?
You know, document is part of the name of the project. Why is it important to you to document what's happening with unconventional gas development here in Pennsylvania and this region?
I think because it is such a huge impact on our region, and when you document something, it helps tell that story for generations to come. And I think that there's been a long history of, whether it is writers or photographers or whoever is a documentarian, when you tell these stories, it helps inform people just so they have the correct information. And not that this is the entire story, but at least it's a big part of the story that may not be heard otherwise. So oftentimes you hear history books are written by the winners of wars or that sort of thing. And there is so much more to what's going on than just what you hear the most of. So I think that is a really important thing, to be able to get out voices and stories that otherwise we wouldn't hear.
Laura Demenzik is co-curator of the Marcellus Shale Documentary Project, An Expanded View, the collection of photographs and video about gas drilling in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia is on display at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts. And you can see some of their work on our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org. There's also information about an upcoming conversation with some of the artists on June 16th. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.